Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Tuesday, the 10th of February, recording at 9:25 p.m., and that's Greenwich Mean Time. Now, first, a quick look at the highlights here today. The Asian stock markets were generally firm. We had modest rallies in Europe until Wall Street moved sharply lower. So that dragged the European markets down, and they show percentages, well, up to 4% down, but most of them in the 2 to 3% region. And Wall Street was hit quite hard. The indices, major indices, were all down over 4%, nearly 5% in terms of the S&P 500. Pulling it down 42 points. Elsewhere, against this background, not surprisingly, the long-dated government bond prices rallied quite sharply. U.S. Treasury long bond is up to nearly 2.5 points in after-hours trading. The dollar seesawed a bit in here today. It started off a little easier, and then strengthened quite a bit and has given back some of those gains in late trading, but it's still range bound against things like the euro, against which it's trading at 129 at the moment. That's down about a cent. And we had divergence in the commodities here today. The soft commodities were mostly down. I see white sugar was an exception. The industrial metals were all down, and crude, so is crude and natural gas. But we had big gains on the precious metals today, and that is despite the dollar's firmness from sort of midday onwards. Now, that's something we've seen recently here, where the precious metals seem to have disconnected temporarily from the U.S. dollar's influence. And where do we stand right now? We've got gold up over $22, near 917, and we have silver up 30 cents on the March future. It's trading at 1313. Palladium's up $7.50. But the more interesting story today is undoubtedly platinum's breakout of its increasingly tight trading range. And that's up $44 here as I speak at 10:40. Okay, so what's going on here overall? Well, we had seen stock markets around the world picking up again following the sell-off that occupied most of January, but today's action is certainly going to slam today's action on Wall Street is likely to slam a lid on top of a number of them. I would think it'll spill over into European trading tomorrow. I think that's a bigger part than spill over into the Asian trading tomorrow. I think that's more or less inevitable. But it'll be very interesting to see what happens with China. China looks possibly a little bit overstretched in the short term following some excellent gains. It was up again in here today. China has just been leading the global recovery to date, as we had hoped. We've said, Owen and I have said repeatedly, that among the important stock markets, the bigger stock markets, that China was very much our candidate to complete its base first and lead the recovery in global stock markets. Now, second and close behind China in those stakes are Brazil, which has also seen an awfully good pattern and just way outperforming what we've seen on Wall Street. And then Some of the other South American markets, notably Chile and Colombia, have done extremely well also. But the Wall Street leash effect is likely to be felt tomorrow, as I've already indicated. And as good as the outlook, the medium to longer term outlook may be for some of these markets, and I'm really quite optimistic in terms of the resources sector and the Asian region generally. And obviously, they are also affected by the recession, but I expect them to recover first. And some of them aren't even going to experience recession, just a fairly sharp slowdown in growth. But in terms of stock market performance, I don't think they can go on their own, and the Wall Street leash effect remains the biggest influence on global stock markets, and that has long been the case, and I don't think it's going to change anytime soon. However, as I've also emphasized, when Wall Street is ranging, and it is still within its range, of course, all the indices, all the US indices are still within their ranges. But when Wall Street is not grabbing headlines with 4 to 5% or more declines, as we've seen plenty of over the last many months, then the Chinese leash effect becomes increasingly important, and it has helped pull many of the Asian markets up recently. So it'll be interesting, very interesting to see what happens tomorrow and over the next few days. Now, taking the S&P and that downward dynamic, again, that will need to be countermanded. We would need to see a close back above 880 to offset that dynamic and indicate that support was being encountered once again in the lower side of the range. I think sentiment would take a bit of a hit if we see the S&P go below 800, just as it may have today with the Dow going below the 8,000 level, but the S&P is certainly the more important of the two indices. And needless to say, breaches of the November lows would also worry investors. Is that going to happen? I don't know, but it's a risk. And the trading range that we see for the S&P and the Dow have those ranges have a downward bias to them, very gradual downward bias to them, whereas the NASDAQ is a little bit better, that sort of flat sideways. And none of the US indices have the upward bias that we see strongly with China and Brazil. Okay, long-dated government bonds, they have weakened quite a bit recently, as well, certainly the US Treasuries have. They've probably broken that downward momentum now and are likely to see a steadier phase. That's I'm talking about the futures now. And if we get the Fed following through, Fed and Treasury following through on what they've been saying, and we actually see the US making outright purchases of treasuries, that would help to bid them up as well. There is a feeling in the markets that the US government will do that because it really does want to get those long-term interest rates even lower for struggling households with mortgages. Now, the precious metals scene remains very interesting. I think a growing band of us feel that these represent hard money. This is money that no central bank can print more of. And I wouldn't be at all surprised if the investment flows into this sector don't continue. How choppy the moves will be, I think, will depend in part on other markets, because The increased volatility, which we saw today, for instance, on Wall Street and on the downside, that could unsettle as nerves overall. But the patterns look good, basically, for precious metals. And I have three of them. I have the platinum, I have a bit of gold, and I have silver. And my biggest position is in the platinum because I felt that represented the best value, having been left behind. And I think that's pretty much it right now. It'll be an interesting and revealing day tomorrow, and perhaps also for the rest of the week. Meanwhile, all the very best to all of you.